Hi, I'm Leah Lane, an award-winning travel writer and author of Places I Remember, Tales, Truths, Delights from 100 Countries. On this podcast, we share conversations with travelers about fascinating destinations and memorable experiences around the world. The beautiful state of Vermont in the northeastern United States is known for forested landscape, more than 100 19th century covered wooden bridges, and picturesque villages in autumn. Thousands of acres of mountain terrain are crossed by hiking trails and ski slopes. And Vermont is a major producer of maple syrup, cheese, and beer, a state of natural pleasures. Our guests are Beth Kennett, owner of Liberty Hill Farm and Bed and Breakfast in Rochester, Vermont, and Marty Mundy, executive director of the Vermont Cheese Council. Both Marty and Beth know the best things to see, do, and eat in Vermont. When I was researching one of my guidebooks, The Unofficial Guide to Inns and Bed and Breakfasts of New England, I found many of Vermont's inns and B&Bs to be among the most special in the country. So we'll talk about some of the best places to stay as well. We've divided Vermont into three sections, from north to south, and we've created a sample three-day-long weekend itinerary for each. The northernmost region is geographically diverse, including Lake Willoughby, the deepest in the state, Mount Mansfield, the Green Mountains' highest peak, and the beauty of the Champlain Islands with their colorful seasonal communities. Tell us a bit about the lake, Beth, and what there is to do and see around there.
Leah, thank you so much for including us on your podcast. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Talking about Vermont. Lake Champlain is really beautiful. When you're out on the lake, you can see the Green Mountains on one side and the Adirondack Mountains of New York on the other side. It's wonderful to take one of the cruises on Lake Champlain. And I love going up to the islands. I have good friends that have an apple orchard in South Hero, and it's really fun. There's great bike paths along the lake from Burlington and up through the islands. I also send my guests to the little ferry that goes across the bottom of the lake to Fort Ticonderoga, and it's really special.
Like you can go to Fort Ticonderoga and enter it and visit it as well.
Correct? Yes, yeah, and the beautiful gardens there. So, yes, that's New York, not Vermont. But
I know. It's all one thing when you're in Vermont. You
it is. It is. We love our neighbors.
I heard there's something called Hero's Welcome. It's a renowned local stop to grab something to eat. Do you know about that? There are lots of these little places. You can eat very well in Vermont.
No, I don't know that one, but I do know if you go to Champlain Orchards down near Shoreham, that's a wonderful place to stop. They have all different kinds of fruit that they grow and produce there and make cider and pies. And that's a really special place to stop that people don't think of when they're eating their way through Vermont. But going to Champlain Orchards is really lovely.
Fun. If you like another kind of water sport, you can inner tube along one of Vermont's many rivers. I would think the water in the river and Lake Champlain are cold. I mean,
yeah,
would right. You swim? Would you swim in it?
Well, my family does. And I had guests that went inner tubing last week. So it's certainly not as warm as the deep Miami.
Okay, so Burlington is Vermont's capital and biggest city. It's nestled right up against Lake Champlain. Can you tell us something about that, Marty?
Absolutely. Burlington, it's really right there in the Champlain Valley. And as Beth said, it has this incredible view where you get to look out over Lake Champlain and you can see the Adirondacks from there. And it really is. I mean, it's just a stunning location to be in. And so if you're someone who wants to experience that, there are a number of lake activities that you can jump on. You can go sailing on the lake. There are a number of parks right along the lake that are incredibly beautiful. It has Church Street, which is a really well-known street that folks just can visit and walk along and meander and get to see some of the city itself. There are multiple great chocolate shops that are local chocolate producers, as well as some breweries. The Vermont Brewers Association has multiple beer trails throughout the state. Burlington has one. You can find
a dog. Does chocolate go with beer very well? Or
I would say, I mean, is there anything that doesn't go with beer well?
Or chocolate. Like,
or go with chocolate.
Yeah. Right.
What about the Shelburne Museum there? I visited that and it was fascinating. Can you tell us just a little bit about it?
Absolutely. It's something that gets you a little bit of history for the area. So for folks that are really interested in history, it's a wonderful place to stop. And it is something that does tend to draw a lot of folks down in that region. You can also visit Shelburne Farm. It's a working farm and it has incredible trails that you can walk on that just give absolutely beautiful views of rolling fields and the lake as well.
That's what I love about Vermont. You can go to a museum and walk outside and go on a trail. It's lovely. It's a combination of the best of life, I think. Well, from Burlington, we'd head east toward Cambridge, where you can squeeze in a jaw-dropping drive through Smuggler's Notch before reaching Stowe. I attended a tennis camp at Great Inn there, known for skiing, but also all year round, there are beautiful things to do there. Tell us about downtown.
It has some great just little shops. So for folks looking to walk around, you can find folks getting ice cream. There's some small hiking trails that you can access right from downtown. For me, I think of Stowe as somewhere that I love for the beautiful views and the beautiful outdoors. Mount Mansfield is right there. For those who love to hike, you can hike. But if you're a little less prone to
walk. Yes, that's very important. You can also drive.
It's quite the hike. It is our highest peak in Vermont. So it's a pretty significant hike. But there's a 4-mile toll road that you can take up that has just beautiful views and allows you to just walk along the very top of the mountain.
I can imagine in the fall what you can see from there. I mean, I think as I mentioned, Vermont is known for fall leaves. Maybe not mud season in the spring, but all the rest of the year, it's also gorgeous. Tell us a little bit about Vermont's Long Trail, which is near there. There's trails all over, but the Long Trail is the one we hear most about.
So the Long Trail, Leah, predated the Appalachian Trail, and it goes from the Massachusetts border to the Canadian border. And the Long Trail and the Appalachian Trail are the same trail from the Massachusetts border to within 15 minutes of our farm. Where at Killington, the Appalachian Trail swings east to go across New Hampshire to end in Maine, and the Long Trail continues north right up through the spine of the Green Mountains to get to the Canadian border. It's really a phenomenal trail, and we often have folks that hike it in one summer. And here in Rochester, we're kind of like the halfway point. So I can access the Long Trail in 5 places within 20 minutes of my house, which sounds really crazy, but we're right there on the spine of the Green Mountains. So
is it difficult? Would you say most of it is difficult?
It's a lot easier than taking on the 2,000 miles of the Appalachian Trail.
That's true. Okay. I like your attitude. If you were going for 3 days or a long weekend in this area, the last part of the North is called the Northeast Kingdom. Why is it called a kingdom? Do either of you know that? It is very magical.
It is the kingdom. It is its own.
The kingdom.
The whole
Northeast
corner of Vermont is a very, very special place.
Well, tell us about St. Johnsbury.
St. Johnsbury probably is the major city there in the kingdom. It has a wonderful museum, also the weather station there.
Yeah, well, it has a planetarium. I know that.
Right. The planetarium. Yeah. My association with the Northeast Kingdom is that it was timber, you know, the logging industry and farming. And economic development has really occurred through Burke Mountain skiing and mountain biking. There's just a lot of new, different things to do up in the kingdom nowadays. Cabot Creamery Cooperative started up in the kingdom with a group of farmers that in 1919 knew that they needed to do something different with their milk. And rather than go down to St. Johnsbury and put it on the railroad, they decided to start making butter and then eventually cheese.
Interesting. I went to some place in Glover, which is up in the kingdom. It was a very interesting place. It was called the Museum of Everyday Life, and it exhibited items like scissors, clothing, and even dust. I have never been to a museum that featured dust. So if you like those kinds of things.
You like dust bunnies, yeah.
Maybe that's why it's called the kingdom. It has all sorts of interesting things. All right, let's move down to central Vermont, which is filled with all kinds of heritage stops and great access to the outdoors. Tell us about Montpelier, one of the country's smallest state capitals, but
it is
a very historic downtown. Tell us about that.
It is. It's a great little downtown. And like all of Vermont, it's one of those nuggets where you can get a little bit of history, a little bit of food, and some outdoor experiences all sort of rolled into one. Nice parks that you can visit with some great views.
It has Hubbard Park. Is that one of them?
Yeah. Hubbard Park has a fantastic little set of trails through it. You can visit places like Bar Hill is there. They're a gin producer and they have the location on the eastern side of Montpelier. And you can visit the Capitol. It's a beautiful Capitol. And I would encourage folks to just spend some time in downtown.
Yes, it has a Greek-style gold dome. It's very pretty.
With Ceres, the goddess of agriculture.
Yes.
Our dome.
Yes, it's open for tours. You can go in there.
Poyer is our marble from the Isle Lamont, which is the northernmost island in Lake Champlain. And it's a very interesting marble with the prehistoric fossils in the marble.
Interesting. Vermont is known for its granite and marble. It's, many of the great buildings of our country were made from Vermont stone. So that's very interesting. You can go to the Vermont Granite Museum in Barrie. How about another gorgeous area of central Vermont, Woodstock and Queechy?
Woodstock and Queechy is very close to our farm. The Woodstock has the Billings Farm Museum and the Woodstock Inn, which is a rock resort. The Billings Farm Museum was started by Lawrence and Mary Rockefeller because it was her grandpa's farm.
Nice.
And they really do a wonderful job with the museum showcasing life in the 1890s and talking about agriculture. And it's still a working farm, and they also are part of our Cabot Co-op. So it's interesting. They have, in the last couple of years, been making ice cream and some cheese that they sell not only at the museum, but then also have it available at the Woodstock Inn. Queechy is wonderful. You've got the Queechy Gorge, and one of the places that my guests love to go is the Vermont Institute of Natural Science there in Queechy. It has a really rehabilitation center for birds of prey, yeah. Hawks, eagle, osprey, falcon, owls, and they have built a forest canopy walk.
Yes,
so it's like
wonderful.
A boardwalk up in the trees.
It is wonderful.
It's really phenomenal.
And
also, people like to visit the Simon Pierce glass blowing. Yep.
Yeah, and it has pottery, too. It's a very
yes.
artsy town.
Yes.
I stayed in that area at a place called Twin Farms. It's one of the world's great lodgings, and I'm saying the world's. It's about 10 miles away from Woodstock. It was so upscale that when you took a bike ride, you didn't have to ride uphill. You started and you went downhill, and they picked you up and drove you back uphill. So let's talk about the Mad River Valley, because that's very interesting as well. Beth, what about that?
Yeah, the Mad River Valley is the Warren Waitsfield Sugarbush ski area, and there's a lot of things to do. And in fact, Marty can probably talk to you about the Taste of Place, which is in Waitsfield, which is a wonderful place to stop that showcases our Vermont cheeses and a lot of our different Vermont agricultural food products that we make. So Taste of Place is really fun and not necessarily on everyone's map, but it's really a wonderful collaboration of our Vermont food producers having a place for people to come and taste and see what we have and experience that. I send people to Warren Village because there's a beautiful little covered bridge behind the Warren Village store and a mill pond and a place to picnic. It's really pretty, right on Route 100. So it's just north of us. There's also Warren Falls. It's a gorgeous waterfall.
I remember going right off the road and there it was.
Yes, yes.
You don't hike far.
No.
Well, there's also Warren's Sugarbush Resort, where you can hike and bike and zip line, bungee, trampoline, and all kinds of things. Again, great resorts all around there because it is so beautiful. Let me ask about the southern region. That's the last of our three Vermont regions that we're going to talk about. You have Green Mountain Views, the Taconic Range, arts, culture, and history, and the Shires. Beth, tell us what the Shires are.
Shire, a lot of people don't realize what the Shire town means, and it's simply the county seat. So it's where the county government is housed. So you have Manchester and Bennington are the Shires, and Manchester, the place that I send my guests to, is Hildene, which was the home of Robert Todd Lincoln. Beautiful, beautiful estate with gorgeous gardens, especially go there in June when the peonies are all in bloom. But the organ inside the house is phenomenal, and it's really very, very special for people to see the Lincoln estate and really get a sense of the history of Abraham Lincoln's son who lived there and that time period. Manchester, from a lot of people, are known for the outlets and shopping.
Yes, I was going to say, you have to mention, it's one of the great shopping areas of the Northeast.
Right.
Yes,
but also it has one of the best independent bookstores in Vermont as well. The North Shire Bookstore is a mecca for many of my guests who love the independent bookstores throughout all of Vermont.
It also has the best date night restaurant in America, the Silver Fork, according to TripAdvisor. So you can do all kinds of things in Manchester and have a great time. Now, what about Bennington? And I know it has the great Bennington College. There's the Bennington Museum.
Yeah, the Bennington Monument. Yeah.
And the downtown has the historic district with the old First Church, which started in 1762. It's a nice historic New England town.
They have the Southern Vermont Arts Center too, I think.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And of course, Robert Frost, the great poet, lived there. So there's the Robert Frost Stonehouse Museum at Bennington
College. Leah, to talk about Robert Frost, here near where I live, we have the Robert Frost Trail because he was professor of English at Middlebury College.
Yes.
So when you go up on Middlebury Gap, I send guests every week to hike the Robert Frost Trail, where you can walk through the National Forest and see placards of his poetry along the way.
Two roads diverged in a wood, right?
Yes.
They've done
a wonderful job with that trail to put the birches and the stone walls and the two roads throughout the trail.
Right? That sounds delicious. How about Mount Snow Ski Resort? That was where I learned to ski. It was very icy. And if you can snow that, you can snow the powder of the West. It was funny. I remember my son sent a postcard to his grandmother. He wrote basically, "We skied today for the first time. My brother and I were great. Mom was okay. Dad sucks." he learned how to ski there. Anyway, you know, Mount Snow is a lovely resort area and it has mountain biking in other seasons. But of course, skiing is the thing with snowboarding now. Brattleboro, that's nearby. Tell us, Marty.
Brattleboro is one of the most southeast points that you can visit in Vermont in terms of smaller cities. And so it's got a lot of easy access for folks that are visiting either from the New York or Boston area. So it's sort of an entry point going into the state. And from there, I would say there's a couple of different options. If you head north out of Brattleboro, there's up in Windsor, Vermont. I love to visit the Windsor area. And there's a garden there called the Path of Life Sculpture Garden. And it's a great sculpture garden to get to visit. If you head inland a little bit, you can go on some very small roads that take you through rural Vermont. You pass quite a bit of small farmland, small farms that are back in that area. And if you take that route up sort of towards the Woodstockish area, you can visit some of our more historic cheese producers that are in the central part of the state. And you can visit Crowley cheese as well as Plymouth cheese, which has some great history tied to President Calvin Coolidge. And so
they're both
great to visit.
Isn't he the only president that was from Vermont?
Arthur.
Oh, I missed that one.
Was up on the Canadian border. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. You did two presidents. So let's talk a little bit more about food in Vermont. Tell me about a creamy. What is that? Beth.
So creamy is soft serve ice cream. And here in Vermont, we make it with maple syrup. So when you come to Vermont, you have to get on the maple creamy trail.
And wow.
Maple creamy. It's the rule.
That's my trail.
Yes.
I have to mention Ben and Jerry's factory experience is back in Waterbury, because at the end of this wonderful factory tour, but you get ice cream. Everybody loves that tour. All the kids want to go on the Ben and Jerry's tour. You mentioned maple syrup. When is it tapped? How does that work?
The maple syrup is made in the late winter, early spring, when the sap is rising from the trees. So that's usually around March. And we have maple open house weekends. And come see the maple trees when they're in full leaf and in color in the fall. And I always like to joke with my guests that the prettiest trees in the fall are the ones that make the sweetest syrup in the spring.
Nice. It's a very good tree. I love trees. So I love Vermont. Well, the name of the podcast is Places I Remember. So Marty and Beth, please give us a personal memory of your beautiful state. Beth, we'll start with you.
For me, what is wonderful to remember is the memories made with all my guests. And I had a gentleman who called me a couple of weeks ago from California that had been out here 24 years ago. And he called because he'd heard about the flood damage in Vermont and he wanted to make sure that our farm was okay, which fortunately we are very blessed. And he called and wanted to know that we were okay. And I remembered him and I relayed to him the memory that he made with his young son at the time. It was late August. And the kids had gone out to play after dinner at my farm table, and we couldn't find them and wondering where they were. And they had climbed up in the top of a hay wagon and were lying on top of the bales of hay, watching for shooting stars. These kids were from the city in California, and they were watching shooting stars. And this man who called me 2 weeks ago to make sure that our farm was okay, he's like, "That's why I came to Vermont, to create memories." And he said, "Thank you for reminding me of the memories that I created with my son when he was a child coming to visit your farm.
Beautiful. Memorable. Yeah. Okay, Marty, how about you?
All right. I lived in a couple of different places in Vermont. And one of the places that I lived was in Fairley, Vermont, on the north side of a lake called Lake Maury. And one of the things that few know about Lake Maury is that they plow a large ice skating loop on Lake Maury in the winter. It's the longest plowed ice skating outdoor loop in the U.S. And it's about 4.5 miles total. I loved skating on it when I lived there, and I lived less than a quarter mile, maybe a tenth of a mile off of the actual edge of the lake. At night, I loved that you could hear the lake crack, that ice that builds up. Years ago, they used to cut large blocks of ice out of the lake and use it for cooling. And they would call them ice houses. That's where the term ice house came from. But you also could be skating and hear cracking on the ice under you, which for anyone who's never had that experience, it's definitely an exciting experience on top of ice, actively gliding across it and hearing it shifting below you.
That's beautiful. We have shooting stars and cracking ice. Wow. I love it. All right. Thank you, Beth Kennett and Marty Mundy, for helping us showcase a few of the special delights of Vermont, which is obviously one of the most beautiful states in the country. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah, for having us.
Yes, thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks for listening to our award-winning podcast. We've recorded over 100 episodes of Places I Remember, so follow us on any podcast app. And new monthly episodes are also on YouTube with gorgeous video. My book, Places I Remember, is available in print and Kindle, and I read the audio version. Follow my travel writing at Forbes.com. Contact me at the links in the show notes or on my website, PlacesIRememberLeahLane.com, and keep making your own travel memories.